Hey, it's Steven. This week we have a special mouse chat. Christina and Lisa head across the pond over to our friends at the Dibcast to talk to them about our recent mouse chat event over at Disney Hollywood Studios and also the holidays over at Walt Disney World. So here are our friends over at the Dibcast with Christina and Lisa.
We've decided to extend our hands across that big pond again, and our friends from Mouse Chat are with us tonight, and that's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Jeff.
And Christina.
Hello.
You promised not to talk in an English accent tonight, haven't you, Chris?
I'm working on it.
Oh, no,
I really am.
Give us the best English accent before we get into it.
Hello!
Oh, blimey, Governor!
Oh, we're doing Mary Poppins again.
I was going to say, that sounded a lot like Mary Poppins.
When do you guys get the Saving Mr. Banks film?
You know what? Sometime in December. Have you seen it? It's not out there, right?
I've seen a trailer.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It looks pretty good. Tom Hanks is Disney. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, let's move on. So what we thought we would do is, it's a little time since we chatted, and it's been one heck of a year. There's been so much happening down at dear old Disney that we thought we'd do a review of things that have happened in the past 12 months. And I think the first thing I'd like to start with tonight is I'd like you guys to tell us about the night that you attended the Villains event at Hollywood Studios.
Ooh. Oh, that was fun. That was actually a fun disaster. Yes.
Sounds like my life.
Well, we had a lot of things planned. It was kind of a combination weekend for us, and we had our Mouse Chat meetup scheduled in conjunction with the Villains Weekend, which was the limited time magic promotion that was going on. And that was Friday the 13th, where Disney Hollywood Studios was open until the 13th hour, which would be 1 a.m.
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah. Yes. And so what we did as Mouse Chat is we arranged for a private dessert party over at Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios and then a couple other events for the weekend. But this was kind of the kickstart to our Mouse Chat weekend. And it fell apart right from the beginning because we were all supposed to meet up between 7:30 and 7:45, and there were people trying to get to Hollywood Studios, whether they were on a Disney motor coach or one of the ferries or even in their own car. They could not get to Disney Hollywood Studios at all, and we had reports of people that were trying, and they moved about a mile and a half in an hour's time.
Oh,
I guess that's
Christ.
two kilometers,
I guess. Well, yeah. Now, we still do miles here, Lisa. You're okay.
I'm trying to translate everything. The crowds were so unexpected. Disney was
really
not prepared. It was awful. We were expecting upwards of 44 people, and I don't think we made half of that.
Oh.
Actually, I can tell you we had 16 people not able to make it, so we were just better than half.
Wow. Yes, Christina.
Yeah, I kept wondering why there were so many things set out. Like, because there was just a ton of dessert left even at the end. And I was like, oh, not everyone showed up. Okay. That's why we have all these extra cupcakes.
Oh, the food was awesome, though. We had
did you
have-
Did you ask for a doggy bag?
Ever, you know what? We didn't. But if you are ever in a position where you need to have an event or something, that's a good thing to do. It wasn't overly expensive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like a little private party. Lasts for about an hour.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. So, you know, there was the Villains event. It was a big thing. Limited time magic or limited interest, whatever you want to call it. And then they choose the smallest park. why in all God's name did they do that? Why did they choose the smallest park to do perhaps one of the most popular events? Why didn't they choose the Magic Kingdom? It's just crazy sense.
Go ahead, Chris. That's just a good point, because that doesn't hold crowds very well at all. But I think Lisa was going to say that they didn't think they would realize that so many people would want to go.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I have to chip in there and say, sometimes Disney get it spectacularly wrong. I mean, people have for years asked for a villains park, should they build another park. So they must have known, you know, that if they were going to put this event on, then it would be rammed.
But let's be fair on this, darling. And sorry, ladies, I do have to call him darling every now and again. It's simply because you want to play Maleficent in that park.
That is correct.
You just want to...
You wait and see what I'm getting for Christmas, Mr. F.
I think I can wait. In all honesty, whatever you're getting... It is a family show, and I'm really not interested.
When you eventually all met up then, did you have a fun evening?
I think it was a good evening. There was so much going on, and we, of course, had that dessert party, and that did take a big chunk of the time, but we were able to still function as the group afterwards, and we went on rides. They did have so many unique characters out, which they drew crowds, and people would wait easily an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to see these unique characters. And
like who?
Frollo was out.
Oh.
Lady Tremaine was out, but she's not that difficult to find. Mm. Shan Yu from Mulan was out.
Christ, that's a rare one. Yeah.
That was huge. Dr. Facilier was out.
Oh, good one.
Oh, you know who was there? I got pictures from way back, but it was Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie?
Yes.
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow.
It was, there was definitely a good variety and of characters, as well as unique ones that you don't typically see. They did have your Maleficent, your Captain Hook, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar, but then they threw in the Big Bad Wolf, and they had Pain and Panic. And so it was very fun. Oh, and the bolo hat guy from the Robinsons.
Oh, yes.
Help me out. Bolo.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was there as well. But they had all kinds of stuff. And then they did have limited time merchandise that was for sale only that day.
Oh, please tell me they had cupcakes. Please tell me they had cupcakes.
You know what? Didn't Lauren get one?
Don't you steal the dream from me.
No, she got one of the Halloween ones. And I have to tell you, this year's Halloween cupcakes, they weren't looking too good.
Okay. Really? I'm out of here.
No, they were like some sad-looking ghosts. So,
Stick with the funnel cake, Rob.
I will do. Double chocolate funnel cake, bring it on.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. But they had the queue lines for these stores that were offering the limited merchandise, and the queues just went on for days. And, you know, surely they would run out.
And what about the fireworks show? What did you think of that?
Amazing.
The fireworks were impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw YouTube of it, and I must admit, I thought it was brilliant.
We headed back and on the ferry boat, and we didn't get to see them, but... Steve got to see them. It was Carrie and Amber that got to see them. You were with Steve.
Yeah, we were trying to leave, and it was impossible, so we just stood there.
So I just turned around, okay, let's see the fireworks then, yay, and then you could go.
Well, they were especially loud, if that helps, so I'm sure they sounded, or they looked as good as they sounded.
They were actually really impressive. I'm a person who I don't like fireworks at all. I never watch to them unless someone forces me. And so we had stayed and we had gone on Muppets or something with a group of people, and he and I headed back, and it was at that point we couldn't get out of there. And I've had that happen before at Hollywood Studios during like Star Wars weekend, where you just can't move to get out. So we were like, okay, we're going to stand here. We watched the whole thing, and it was awesome. So
maybe they need an escape route like they're going to build at Magic Kingdom.
I know.
We needed like a jetpack.
Like the Los Angeles Olympics that time. Do you remember that? They had the guy with the jetpack on the Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We could, everybody gets fitted with those. You could take the stormtroopers out during the Star Wars weekend. You could just head straight in. Am I thinking too hard again?
Probably. Yeah, anyway, let's move on a little and let's talk about the holidays, the Christmas season. So you guys going again?
I'm going this weekend. So I'm going and I'm meeting up with Bob from the Mouse Chat. Steve's going to be down there. We're going to meet up with some listeners and hang out. We're going to do food and wine. And the newest thing, and I'm really looking forward to this. I don't even like the Jungle Cruise, but they're doing a Christmas overlay. And they're calling it the Jingle Cruise, and that's going to be Friday.
Yes, we already know what Rob thinks about that.
You know, I don't know. I'll take pictures.
Just for this segment, I think simply because my name is Rob, I have to play the Bob in this particular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something about the first name. It's disappointing that Bob couldn't be here because we could both be miserable together. But it's just, I don't know. It just, the whole Jingle Cruise thing, it's like, yay. Doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's not a favorite attraction for me regardless, which I think is blasphemy maybe for some Disney fans, but
you're gonna get a whole new set of jokes, some really awful jokes.
Yeah.
Lisa, we will give you the whole scoop. You know how you, I was gonna say, I'd love it if you would video it for me.
You know what, I'm sure Steve would. God knows he's always got that camera out, so I'm annoying everybody.
I'd love to see it. I was going to say, though, that you've never done Jungle Cruise until you've done it in Japanese.
Oh, I bet. Well, and you recently went to Japan,
right,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I did, yes. And it was one heck of an experience. I mean, I waxed lyrical about it on the last show to the point that Rob had to shut me up. But it's just because I don't know if a lot of people realise, but Tokyo Disney is not owned by Disney. It's operated under license by the Oriental Land Company.
It's all fake.
And I have to say their standards were 10% better than Disney's. It was just
10% better?
10% better. Wow. We were just impressed the whole time we were there.
This comes from a man who's done, Disneyland in Anaheim, has done Walt Disney World, he's done Disneyland Paris, and now having done Tokyo as well. And every opportunity this man gets to talk about Tokyo, you should be on commission, mate.
I should indeed, yeah. but I was just so much impressed that we're going back in 2015.
Chris, we can put that on our list.
Oh, God, I would love to go.
I'm surprised you guys haven't done that.
Did Jeff say something about covering the cost of that trip?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I heard him say that. Absolutely. He said he'd cover the cost.
I shall be raiding the Divcast coffers again.
Well, that's right, because if you get the map of the world and you find where you guys are in America and you find where the United Kingdom is, Tokyo is lying in the middle of all of that.
It takes as long to get to Tokyo for us as it does to go to San Francisco.
Can make it work.
Yeah, it'll happen. I think the cute thing that I didn't realize that Jeff was talking about was that Main Street, and is it still called Main Street in Tokyo? Forgive me.
It's called Main Street World Bazaar.
Wait, I'm walking down the Main Street World Bazaar. Is scanning doesn't work. Is that it's covered?
I'll play the excerpt.
See what I mean? Any flaming opportunity. The Main Street is covered in glass over the top, so the weather is worse. Well, not worse, it's as bad as European weather for a theme park. And Main Street is actually covered, which I think is really cool.
I can't.
Yeah, but don't forget at Paris they have the two arcades down the back of Main Street.
Yeah, I know, but even then when you are walking down Main Street or you're watching the parade, you are getting soaked. Uh-huh. At Disneyland Paris, but in that particular portion, I can imagine when the heavens open, you're in the dry, you're watching the parade go past in the dry. It must be a fairly surreal experience.
Oh, but Robert, I once went to Mickey's Very Merry Wet Christmas Party.
And did you?
It had a deluge on Main Street. There was no snow.
It wasn't a foam party then. Okay.
Anyway, let's talk a little more about the holiday season. So what will you guys be doing?
Oh, well, definitely we want to see Osborne Lights over at Hollywood Studios. And there's a rumor it's the last year they're going to have it. I don't believe it,
really?
But that's the rumor.
No.
Yeah, that's the rumor. We'll go see the castle live. That's pretty impressive. And I think that's it. We're not going to the Christmas party. So the Christmas party is nice, though. Lisa and I have both done it in the past. So,
have any of you ever been to the ABC taping, you know, for the Christmas Day show?
I went a couple of years ago.
Never again.
No, it was totally fine. I had at the time, it was a couple of years ago, so my oldest son must have been 8 or 9, and we went in and we saw some of the stuff. It was very crowded, but then when you went, if you weren't watching the taping, they'd take you through the back of Main Street, backstage, and take you out near Tomorrowland, and then the rest of the park was fine. It got crowded around, you know, at the end of the day when taping stopped.
Sure.
So, and I think that year I didn't recognize any of the names, but then the next year they had Justin Bieber. So, yeah, I know, right? So obnoxious. But I think it's great if you have kids who are like tweens that are into the music. But my son, he wasn't old enough at the time. So,
yeah. I'm afraid Christina has to leave us at this point. Family duties call. So she's going to disappear down a hole rather like Alice.
Bye.
So, Lisa, let's move on a little further now. What do you think about this Magic Bands palaver?
It's going to be good. We were there. You can read between the lines.
Yeah.
We were there in September, and we did have the opportunity to use these bands. And based on my personal experience, we were there with our family. So there were the two girls and Steve and I, and then there were some other pixies there as well. But the three bands in our family worked, mine didn't. And so I couldn't get into the room. I couldn't use it for fast passes. I couldn't use it for park admission. It was a bit troublesome. Mm-hmm. And it kind of worked out because as far as the room key, I ended up wearing Little Brooke's magic band because she just didn't like it. And it was kind of clumpy on her arm. And so I did get to use that for the room key, but it's going to be good. I did love the fact that we could get our fast passes online.
That is clever. That is cool.
It is, and
it is clever, but it at the moment it looks like off-siters are missing out on this.
I think
that seems to be the big beef at the moment.
Right, I think it's going to kind of steer toward the whole Universal Studios way of doing things, where if you stay on property, you get the benefit, and that's just instinct telling me that that's the way it's going.
And that is hard luck for any Floridian resident.
And we don't know what the expectations are for how far this extends into annual pass holders or Florida residents or anything along those lines. We don't know if it's going to be strictly the resort guests or if they will go further. We're not sure yet. But I can tell you that we met up with Chris and Lauren over by the Haunted Mansion, and they were about to get on because they had fast passes for, let's say, 1:15. And we didn't have a fast pass until 2:30. I went on my phone. I pulled up my Magic Plus, and I have an app on my phone. And I was able to grab my fast passes for 2:30 say, you know what, I'm ready to go on now. Let's do it at 1:15. Instantly, I had a fast pass, and we went right on. And that flexibility was wonderful.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite amazing, isn't it? I mean, my only criticism of it is I have enough trouble choosing which restaurant I'm going to eat at 180 days.
Right, now you have to know what you're going to ride.
Yeah, this is it, at 60 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like you've said, you can on the day you can actually change that if you want
right.
to. And the other criticism as well is the fact that you can only have the three rides in the park you're in there. If you're park hopping, you can't transfer those fast passes to the other park.
I think that'll shake down, though. I think it's still in, it's obviously gone live, but they're still testing it, and you know, it's shake down on the technology. That has got to change.
I'm sure it will. And like you said, it's still in what they're calling a testing phase.
Mm.
And although it is at this point launched in all the different resorts, it's still considered a testing phase.
Mm.
They can still have errors and mistakes that just need to be.
Yeah, I think they're currently testing at Swan and Dolphin, aren't they?
That one's probably, let's see, Coronado. Who did they do last? I bet, November they started with that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And can I just add, whilst I mentioned Swan and Dolphin is not a Disney resort. You do get the privileges if you stay there, but it is not a Disney resort. It is owned by a separate company, but it is on Disney property.
Yes. And you do get some of the perks, not all of them.
Yeah.
But
I think you get early entry and character breakfast and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
We stayed at the Dolphin. It's nice there, but it is a conference hotel, really. It's a little bit sterile for our tastes.
It is. I was going to say that. It's a convention resort, and so it's not going to scream Disney like most of the other Disney resorts do.
That said, the room that we had overlooked Hollywood Studios, and we watched Fantasmic from the room, which was kind of cool.
Oh, brilliant.
That was very cool.
Nice.
And the order in pizzas, the pizzas that get delivered are huge.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it felt a bit sterile. It was like, you know, when you're walking down the corridor, you could have been in anywhere in a good hotel in the world, but still, this hotel, really nice. We enjoyed our stay there for a couple of months.
You're just a short boat ride from the studios, though, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and a nice walk to the boardwalk as well.
And the boardwalk and your famous steakhouse at the Yacht Club.
Gosh, I've got to get back there one day. Hey, so Lisa, what would you say would have been the highlight of your year this year for Disney?
Oh my. I'm put on the spot. Highlight of the year for Disney that I've actually experienced firsthand.
Whatever popped into your mind, top. I mean, it could have been yet another stupid channel they've launched or whatever, but
I'm gonna have to say Star Wars. Was that this year?
Mm-hmm.
I think the acquisition was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the details of the movies, yeah. They're casting. They're still casting for that.
There are auditions in London.
They come on over, Lisa.
Yeah,
they're doing.
It would be perfect for anything.
If you want to wave a lightsaber, you're more than welcome.
That would be amazing. How about yourself, Jeff? What would have been the highlight of 2013 for you?
Well, it has to. I'm sorry, I have to say it, Rob. It has to be Tokyo Disney.
Oh, I walked into that one, didn't I? Okay.
Yes, it is indeed. No, as I say, I'm still enthusing about it, and I shall put a DVD together, Robert, and I shall send it to you, complete with It's a Small World.
Oh, don't force that on me again. We've had a Disney-free year, which hasn't been the highlight, I'll be honest with you. I suppose for me, it would be the fact that Dreams at Disneyland Paris is being extended and is carrying on.
Well, they've done a whole new show for Christmas, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done the Christmas overlay as well. So, and I've got to be careful because I think Harry, my son, listens to the show now. But at some point, we may get to see that. I don't know when.
It runs till January the 5th.
Yeah, I think it'll probably run longer than that, to be fair. But not the Christmas one, but Dreams in general. But it's a pretty, pretty spectacular show, from what I've seen on YouTube anyway. Yeah.
Isn't it great living vicariously through YouTube?
That's all I do. I don't even have a job.
Well, what I did notice, Lisa, was that the technology they'd used at Paris has been brought back to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because I was watching, you know, again, a YouTube of the recent things that are going on there. And I thought, wow, that's exactly like Paris. They do that at Paris, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, Disney don't waste their money, do they? I mean, they, you know, they try something out. I don't know if you know, but the castle lights that you get on Cinderella Castle were actually tested at Paris long before they ever went to Orlando.
I did not.
Oh, deathly silence.
Absolutely. Dumbfounded. I think that, in Europe, Disneyland Paris is a certain brand for some people. Should we put it that way? Read one out as you wish. But they really are. The Disney Company and also Euro Disney SCA are really starting to pump some serious money. You've got Ratatouille coming in next year, this huge dark ride. That's using these the free car technology, and that is going to be pretty spectacular by all looks of things. So we're really looking forward to seeing that. That'll be fun.
I love Remy.
Cool. Remy's gone.
They're doing away with him, aren't they? Yeah.
Remy's gone from Chef de France in Epcot.
Yeah.
We're all looking up.
They have him. He's not going to go around on the tray.
No.
I think he's stationary. You know what? I'm going to have to find out and let you know.
They injected him with Botox or something.
They may have.
The battery's ran.
After all, it is brain.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, well, at least I didn't have a strike. I mean, basically.
Or did he unfortunately get to the warfarin? Sorry, that's Coumadin for American listeners.
Cool. All right.
I love the subtle translations.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lisa, for your insights. And also to Christina. I'm sorry that Steve and Bob weren't able to join us tonight. And also, because of technical problems, unfortunately, Grant and the Mint Balls weren't able to come along. It's been nice chatting to you again and catching up. So have you got any plans for the moment?
Right now, well, we just came off of a Disney cruise less than a week ago. And
so pleased for you.
I can tell.
Which ship were you on?
We did a week on the Wonder out of Galveston.
Mm. All right.
Yes, it was a surprise for our daughters, and they had no idea. We just woke them up on Saturday and said, "Get dressed, get in the car," took them to the airport, and before they knew it, they were on a ship.
You're the coolest parents in the world.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Especially in comparison to the way that I talked to my son before we started recording tonight. You're going to bed now.
I did catch that. And as much as we fought to get 10 more minutes, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen for Harry. Bless him.
Yes, dear listeners, we had a vote, but Uncle Robert overruled us all.
Yeah.
But we did sign up for another cruise, a future cruise, and you have to take advantage of that 10% discount on the onboard credit, which is a smart thing to do. And what we plan to do with that is convert it into an Alaskan cruise on the Wonder in 2015.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I would love
Where would that sail from, Lisa?
That will go out of Seattle or Vancouver. It depends on the scheduling.
I was going to say, I would have thought it would be Seattle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
They like to keep it Seattle just because it keeps it a U.S. port. You don't have any of the stickiness with going to Canada.
Oof, don't want to talk about them. That'd be like, that's like going to another country.
It is.
Our listeners offended there, Robert.
The stickiness with going to Canada. Woof. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is sticky. They have lots of maple up there.
There's the maple syrup, I was going to say.
Lisa, many thanks for you and Christina being able to join us today for this chat. And we hope you have a great holidays and you have a great New Year's.
Catch you all real soon, guys.
I hope to speak with you soon after the New Year. We'll go over some new things and catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll look forward to that.
Brilliant. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.